The Ag Department looked at conservation practices on about 175,000 square miles between 2003 and 2006. The study took samples at more than 1,400 sites. Dave White is chief of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says one takeaway message is that conservation methods work.
For the Great Lakes region, conservation practices are reducing sediment entering those rivers and streams by about 50%. Also, they're responsible for a 36% decline in phosphorus loading and a 37% decline in nitrogen loading.
Ag Department scientist Lee Norfleet says he hopes farmers expand their conservation efforts to more crops.
Many of the landowners are doing a really good job on maybe one crop or just certain aspects, but the extra effort that's needed out there is to do a good job on nitrogen and phosphorus on all the crops all the time.
The Ag Department can help cover some costs for farmers, but many say they still need to spend much of their own money. Despite all the conservation efforts, water quality problems like algae blooms continue to plague many Midwest lakes, and some of the pollution is coming off farms. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.